Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Eugene P. Williams, and as always, it is my absolute delight and pleasure to lead us in this time of devotion and prayer. Today, as we continue to read through Mark Mitchell's devotional book, Immeasurably More, we find ourselves in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. It reads like this. The brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these Jews were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica. For they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. I love this text because this text helps to highlight the difference between the Jews in Thessalonica and the hearers of the word in Thessalonica, not just the Jews, but the Gentiles as well, and the hearers of the word in Berea. They're called noble, not because they are rich and wealthy. Some of them may have been. They're called noble, not because they knew how to eat at a fine dining table and work their way in from the silverware. But they're called noble not because of their status or their socioeconomic status in their society, but they're called noble simply because they know how to hear the word and to examine and study the scriptures for themselves. What this text does, it highlights something that I always teach. I have the opportunity and the privilege to teach the children, the youth, and the young adults here at Ray of Hope Christian Church. And in that, I always try to teach them to read the book for themselves and to understand the book for themselves, because there will be plenty of people in this society, plenty of people in this world that will tell you one thing or another. The Bible says this and the Bible says that. Well, I tell people all the time that the Bible says a lot of things. So it's important not only to read your Bible, but to interpret your Bible through your own personal hermeneutic. And I'll give you that personal hermeneutic in a moment, but your hermeneutic is nothing but a $5 word with a 10 cent meaning. That simply means the way that you interpret the text, the way that you interpret the world, the lens at which you view the biblical text. As Christians, as believers, that lens that we should always have should be the gospel of Jesus Christ. The message and the teachings and the lessons and the example that Jesus gave us should be how we review and read and interpret the biblical text in its entirety. The writer is Luke, but Paul in this text and Silas in this text, they get to see the difference between those who have a hermeneutic where they go to the text and they read and they interpret what is being said from the pulpit based upon what is being said in the scriptures and how it all aligns, or if it does not align. What this text is doing today is teaching us that we have a responsibility to know the word for ourselves. And when I say the word, yes, I'm talking about the Old Testament and the epistles of the New Testament, but I'm particularly speaking of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only when we read the text, but how we live our daily lives. It should be a reflection of what we know about Jesus and how we claim to be disciples and how we claim to live in this world. We should live and interpret and understand this world and all of our encounters through the lens of Jesus Christ, the lens of the one who commanded us to love one another just as he has loved us. If we look through the lens of love, then we can interpret what other people tell us. There are some that would tell us that we are to build walls and to keep our neighbors out. There are some that would tell us that we're supposed to hate the people who love differently than we love. There are those who would tell us that if you don't look like me, or if you don't think like me, then we can't be in the same room, we can't be on the same page. But that is not the gospel. The hermeneutic that I interpret other people's preaching and teaching and the way they live their lives as so-called Christians, when I interpret their lives, when I interpret what's happening in our society, I can easily tell that if it does not align with the teachings, the message, the example of Jesus Christ, then there's something that's off. And that doesn't mean that we should just cast people aside, that we should ostracize them because they don't understand. But what Jesus would do is go to the least of these. Jesus would go to the lost. Jesus would have communication and have conversation with those who may not understand in the same way. We see Jesus often in the Gospels dining with Pharisees and Sadducees and having conversations with them in the same ways that he dined with the so-called sinners of his day. We are all striving to live the way that Jesus lived. We are all striving to understand sometimes our incomprehensible God. The best thing that we can do as we continue to strive and continue to walk and continue to live is to go to the scriptures, the Old Testament and the New, but particularly the scriptures that tell us about Jesus Christ. And if we claim to be disciples and followers of the carpenter, then everything that we hear, everything that we read, everything that we think we know should all line up and be examined and interpreted through the lens of what our teacher has taught us. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us the air to breathe. Thank you for giving us the function of our body. And Lord, we thank you that you have kept us in our right mind. Lord, today I want to pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray that that they would have an understanding. They would have an understanding that the more they know really illuminates the fact that we don't know enough and that we don't know as much as we think we know. So God, I pray that you would give us insight and that you would give us revelation and that we would be able to interpret your word, that we would be able to interpret our encounters in this world through the lens of your Son, Jesus Christ. That everything we do may line up with the teachings of the carpenter so that we may be disciples that make disciples, that understand that we are not after any agenda, that we are not trying to push any message other than the message of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord, we need you today. We need you to keep us focused on you. We need you to help us keep the main thing the main thing. We need you to help us to understand what it is that you would want us to know, that you would want us to do. God, help us to always remember that when we don't know, that if we simply search the scriptures, if we search your word, if we seek not only your hand, but we seek your heart and your face, that you will lead and guide us into all truth. Lord, we love you. We thank you and we trust you that everything that we stand in the need of, that you are our provider, that you are already working on our behalf, that you are already standing in the victory that you have ready for us. So Lord, help us to see. Help us to understand. Help us to live in the ways that you would have us to live. It's in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray and praise. Amen. Thank you for joining us today for this prayer call. I hope that you'll join us on Sunday mornings, either in person at 2778 Snapfinger Road right here in Decatur, Georgia. We'll be in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. ready to worship our God and to hear the teachings from our pastor, and then to be sent out to search the scriptures and to interpret and to understand for ourselves. If you can't join us in person, I hope that you'll join us on live at our website, which is www.rayofhope.org, or you can see us on our social media channels on Facebook and YouTube. And as always, we'll be right here again Wednesday, 7:14 a.m. We look forward to seeing you. God bless you, and have an amazing day.